Welcome to the prayer concerns for the Bethel United Methodist Church. You'll notice on the website we broke it out. Instead of pastor's thoughts and prayers, the pastor's thoughts turned out to be more of a teaching than anything. So we broke out and we put the prayer concerns and requests down below. Now you can click on the slides there and you can see who the people that we know about or that we put in the church bulletin every week. And you can always add to it by letting us know or sending an email or a text, or you can even give me a call or Phil a call. But with that said, I want to recognize the prayers today and also try to understand really about prayer, because I think the most practiced yet least understood of the human experience is prayer. Yeah, I know. It's one of the great mysteries of the Christian faith. Yet, the simplest definition is this, as you heard me say before, simply talking with God or communicating with God. And then we so often just approach prayer like a one-way telephone conversation, because God wants to speak to us and He wants to hear us. And we need to have that conversation both ways. Isn't that neat? And you can have it through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. But prayer is simple enough for even a child to understand, and yet so profound that we spend a lifetime plumbing its depths, because prayer assumes that it is possible for us to have an intimate relationship with God who hears, who cares, and is able to act. So with that, we want to lift up a prayer of intercession for those ones that we know about. And we always take time to recognize and say, Lord, hear our prayers. Now, what is prayer? I'll give you one example, and I'll give you an example every week on this particular part. But this week, I want to give you one example of what prayer is. And you can find it in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. So prayer is an act of humble worship in which we seek God with all our heart. Jesus taught the disciples how to pray because they were wondering why He used to go off by themselves after dinner and different things. And He simply told them, well, I got to go and talk to the Father. And they said, talk to the Father? Can we talk to the Father? He said, yeah, you can. And this is the prayer that Jesus taught. It's a model prayer, and I think sometimes we just kind of skip over it. But let the words of the prayer that Jesus taught meditate to you in a special way. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray that you are having an active prayer life. And if there's any way that we can help, just let us know. So, Lord, we ask that you hear our prayers today in Jesus' name. Amen.